moves us to item subset C. This is amendments to Title VII. I'm going to call a quick recess here. We've been sitting for quite a while, so I'm going to call a five-minute recess here, and we'll reconvene right after that. We'll get going here in about 60 seconds. We'll reconvene here in about a minute. All right, I call the end of the recess here, and we're back in regular session. Subset C under reports is future amendments and discussion on Title VII, city government. Mr. Ainslie, I'll turn it back over to you for what's within the packet for recommendations.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to bring this item up, and I will promise to make this as quick as possible. This was after our city attorney reviewed this particular city ordinance and compared it to state statute. The state statute does require six particular items be included in our ordinance, some of which we currently do and some we don't. Number one is that all annual appropriations be approved by the council, and that's already done, and so that's not a big deal. the second requirement is not included within the current ordinance, and that's the qualifications of the commissioners. What has been the standard for the city for the past at least 10 years has been that a commissioner needs to either live in the city of Sturgis or own property within the city of Sturgis. The staff's recommendation would be that that would be what the requirements would be to be a commissioner. But again, that would be an ordinance change or requirement. If you would like, you could look at other qualifications, including that they have some sort of development experience, whether that's a contractor, developer, realtor. That is what some communities have. That is not our recommendation, as we believe that it's beneficial to have a wide variety of experiences and thought processes that are brought forward to the commission. But again, that's something that we would need the council to provide direction on. Requirement three states that the appointments need to be included within the ordinance, how those appointments are made. Given that we are a city manager form of government, the city manager is required to make those appointments. And so simply noting in the ordinance that the city manager would make those appointments, and also that the tenure would be 3 years, or at least our recommendation be that it's 3 years. I would be mirroring the council terms as well as what current practices are. Number four is a requirement that we state what the compensation is for our commissioners. We do spend a significant sum each year on our commissioners. They do receive a free community center membership and half off for their respective families. And also they receive free tickets to the annual Christmas party. And so simply stating that in the ordinance would be our recommendation, or if the council would like to increase that or decrease it, you could do that. Number five would be the exact responsibility of the commission. That's simply stating that the commission has oversight in reviewing plats, variances, uses on reviews, and also on design standards and appeals for the within the downtown overlay district. And then lastly, it is a requirement that you state how they are to run their meetings. So similar to all of our other commissions, it's simply by Robert's Rules of Orders. That would be our recommendation to the council, and if that's how the council would like to proceed, we can prepare the draft language.
Thanks, Daniel. How about council input or public input on Title VII, city government? Again, just a discussion point. I guess, go ahead, Ron.
I'd just say everything that Daniel just said, I agree with.
I guess I'd like to make the point that I think it's believed as we look through these ordinances and try to update them and make them better and more correct, I think it's important that it's noted that the entire ordinance, the entire title is looked at, because some titles like Title 18 is 182 pages long or something like that. So some of them are more daunting than others, but I believe there's contradictions in some of them, and just some cleanup can be occurred if council, as through this process, we do look at the entire title and make sure we're passing a first and second reading that is as cleaned up as possible.
I agree. That, and I think that FACE sent us all, and you can actually access them on the website anyway. But FACE sent us all the entire entire titles for each one of these, and I would suggest that we look at all of that in case there's stuff that we need to do.
In full transparency, and I think I'm correct here, but and I hope I am, because if I'm not, it's not a good saying, but I do believe on some of the titles within our city government website, some of those are previous ordinances that have been updated since, and the newest ones aren't on there. So I just want to give some warning that some of those are older titles than are actually on the books right now. I think there was one or two that we found.
I'll check with Elaine on that, but usually that's because the full 20 days after hasn't publication hasn't been.
And that makes good sense, for sure.
For the older ones. And then they also, if you go through it, they also say when they were revised. Any, if there's any sections that were just revised, there will be a footnote there that says when it was revised.
Correct. Yep. So how about public input on Title VII city government or further council discussion? With none being heard, this would be something we take up more, obviously, in the process here that we are starting and discuss as a committee and at some point bring forward as a first reading.